סימן ש"י סעיף ג', בין באיסור אכילה, בין באיסור טלטול, כל דבר שרואי בן השמושס, something that when בן השמושס was רואי to eat or to move, אם ערה בדבר שנסקלקל בוי ביום, it became not רואי in Shabbos, וחוזר וניסקן בוי ביום, and it became again רואי, חוזר להתאי רואי, and it's not מוקצה anymore. אבל דבר שהוקצו בן השמושס, אוסור כל היום. This is the halacha of migud iskatzoy le ben hashmoshes iskatzoy le kule yoyme. But if it happened in the middle of Shabbos, we don't say migud iskatzoy. And if it's mutter later, you're allowed to carry it. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Kodem yudalet ben isur achila." What is the chidush ben be isur achila ben be isur tiltu? Hai ben have a rivusa tvei bereisha. The chidush is legabi the first halacha. Now we say that it's no mukse in the middle of Shabbos. We don't have migud iskatzoy ben hashmoshes in the middle of Shabbos. Only in ben hashmoshes. This is the chiddush. Not only. We don't say migud that is katzoy in the middle of Shabbos. Bevadei amrin in mukse lechasi Shabbos. Mutal tal delachas shenistalek meolam shem mukse. And afilu leachila leachloi mutal. Even klapi eating is no mukse is katzoy in the middle of Shabbos. So bemele if era beidov in the middle of Shabbos, kein shiodu kshonim al atzimukim and the raisins venitapchu and it blowed up ad sheeinam ruim leachila. ואחר כך, and after that, שזבת מהשמש, the sun shined on it, ונתייבשו, עד שנעשו רואים, חוזרו להתארם. Why? ואתה, they נשאר שמוקצה לחצי שבס. כיוון שבן השמוש יסוי רואי, this is the first הלוכה, אין מוקצה לחצי שבס. And when you hear this הלוכה, it's very simple. מיגול יסקצוי is only בן השמושס, not in the middle of שבס. בן השמושס מסתובב means the whole בן השמושס. Like we learn in שינטס, משתבו הסיף קוטן, you test if you've gotten chof gzayin. But this is the halacha. Now, be'etzem, if we would go like Rav Yehuda, that holds that yesh mukze b'shabes, yesh mukze, yesh iskatzoi, migud iskatzoi ben hashmoshes, and not a middle of Shabbos. But aliba de Rav Shimon, we're learning that ain mukze without dachye v'leichozi. For example, avocado that was not roi before Shabbos and became roi on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it. Green bananas that you couldn't eat and it became raw, you're allowed to eat. That's what we learned. So when it's also, when it's dachya veleichosi, he put it on the roof and it's not raw ila'achila. So now what we're telling is, when hashmoshes we have in the Yigur Yizkatzoy, not in the middle of Shabbos. What is the case in the middle of Shabbos? Something became not raw ila'achila, for example, but where's the dachya? So why you have to come to the chirush that ain mukta lechasi Shabbos in the middle of Shabbos? Where's the dachya? The truth you could say that it's a case of dachya. He took the tzimukim and he put them on the roof to Miyabish in the middle of Shabbos and it was not roi and then it became roi. Or he put it liyabish and we'll say that liyabish it's considered like roi, so he's allowed to use them. Or he took, for example, basis is also considered iskatzoi. You put mukta on the table, erev Shabbos, ben hashmoshes becomes a basis, iskatzoi lekula yayme. You put it in the middle of Shabbos, so it's no iskatzoi b'chai gavne. But the problem is, the case that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the raisins, that the rain went on the raisins, lechua, there is no dachya. So what is the chiddush that is no iskatzoy in the middle of Shabbos? So you could say that maybe we speak on the same tzimukim that he put in before Shabbos liyabesh, which is they became roi, and now again they became not roi, so the dachya from before is mitztarif to now. It's a very big doichat. Or we're talking that he put him in Shabbos, and it didn't smell yet, but it became wet, and then it dried, and now he wants to use it. We have to find the echetzimtze. Now, the truth of the matter is, we'll see in a second, that for sure some muktzes that Rav Shimon is moide, avonim, tzroiros, things that are not roi at all. So if they're not roi at all, ben hashmoshes, they can see it's katzoi lekula yoyme, a stone, it's katzoi lekula yoyme. Dear, I would think, what if something became broken completely? And then it refixed. So then it's no mukzeh lefi Rav Shimon, even in the middle of Shabbos. Or for example, a mukzeh lechisor in kis. So Erev Shabbos was a mukzeh. We say it's katzoy lekula yayme, even if it stops to be a mukzeh lechisor in kis. The truth is, we spoke about it, and it's not so poshut. A big machlekes, Rav Kiveh Egerim, Prime Godim. But if we say that mukzeh lechisor in kis, that stops to be a chisor in kis, stays a chisor in kis. What if we have something in the middle of Shabbos became Muktzimach Chesaron Kis, and then it stopped to become Muktzimach Chesaron Kis. Maybe then will be an Efkimine. Mikol Mokoyim, Le'ikar Advorim, I just want a little bit, maybe, in a short couple lines, to Meyasa Da Alochis of Reb Shimon. We know in Simon Reisha in Tesif Aleph, a person puts a candle and the candle blows off, it's Muktzis Katzoy Le'kula Yoyme, and there even we pass in that Mechaigavne it's Muktzis. Shin Tesif Dalet we saw in Be'ayos and Sif Zayin. We have in Tov Reish Lamed Chesif Aleph a Sukkah that fell in Sukkahs. It's Dachye. He built a Sukkah and it was not Roy L'Shimush Ben Hashmoshes. It's Katzoy L'Kula Yoyim with decorations. We know no Sukkah is also for his own Tashmish. Dachye and Ben Hashmoshes is Mukta the whole Shabbos. If it falls down, you're not in Shabbos, you're not allowed to pick it up. Le'umaz them is a Gemore. It's Paskin and Simen Shin Chofei Sifei. Peiroi Sheliket Nochri Mukta. Where is the dachye? So Rashi says, "Mideloi laktei dachye beyodai." Mishnebura brings it down in Tov Kuf Tesvav. The Marshal, we have another case. There you can't say this terse in Mishnebura. Simen Shinchofei Sifei Nochri Shetzad Dogim. It's mukte. You can't say mideloi laktei. But legabi the peiros, I just want legabi the aloche. This aloche be'etzem will be nagi a lot of times. Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. You're in Eretz Yisrael, and a Yid cuts aroves in Sukkos. Your aroves dried up. In Eretz Yisrael, they sell aroves to Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to use them or not. L'chur, it's like Peri Shaliket. By you, it's Migudu Yizkatzoy Leben Hashmoshes, Yizkatzoy Lekulei Yoyme. And Yontav Sheni is also awesome. Yontav Sheni is also awesome. Muzmukt. I'm not going in now. Shtei Yomi Misofek. Shum Zalman is matir lemaisa to use these arabes. It's a big shaila. He's matir of nechutz laot to use it. I'm saying again, b'shas atchak, for sure you have on who to rely. Now, the Mishnebura and Simen Shin Chesiv Gimel brings down a beged shenisratev, a beged that was wet and it dried up. Mishnebura says, if it was wet in Ben Hashmoshes, it's katzoy lekule yoyme. Because the Ramo paskins and you're not allowed to carry it when it's wet, gzeir Hashem Yishchoy. So it's katzoy lekule yoyme. So we'll see later in the Hemshech and Sif Hey, why is no heter of Gemara be the Adam? I'll explain it in a second. But now the question is, where's the Dachye? It's no Dachye, it got wet Me'elah. So there's a lot of klolim in it. But what comes out, that for sure, we'll see a lot of Rishonim hold like that for sure, that even things that are not Dachye, if they're not Oymed Le'odom, like Dogim Shebeyam, or Beged Rotu, different cases, even if you're Reb Shimon without Dachye, it's Muktze. For sure, the Klolim are very shver, and I'm not going into them now. We have to know the Yesoides, just to know that you have to know the Klolim, every case, Legufim Shel Dvorim. What I want to speak with is very practical. Reb Shimon Zalman Erbach speaks about it. A person has a fridge, and he forgot to close the light. So he can't open it in Shabbos. I'm not going now to different ways, B'Shas Hadchak, what to do. He's not allowed to open it, and someone opened it in a mistake. You're allowed to use the food, or we'll say that the fridge in the food is katzoy le ben hashmosh, it's katzoy le kule yoyme, because he couldn't get to it, and it's dachye because he puts on the fridge, it's called the dachye. The ma'aser b'shemazamon oyabach is matir to use the food if it was open, for a lot of reasons. Same thing is in fridges. Today you have to know if you're allowed to open a fridge, if it doesn't have a Shabbos system, because a lot of new electronic things that go on and off when you open the fridge. But in the old days, the minig was that a lot of people were machmir when the fridge is off, they don't open it because it causes it to get on, to start to run earlier. And since it's on, they're allowed to open it. What if it was off Ben Hashmoshes? And then you cannot open the fridge, it's called Dachya or not? Shmuzalman wants to say, B'chai Gavna, you're allowed to carry it. Glad to see in Och HaShabbos, Perik Yutes, Shin Samachay, Shin Samachvov. A tin. Fish tuna that you have in a can. Most people are not allowed to open the can in Shabbos. The Chazanish says if someone opened it, the food is mukta. Same thing if you're not allowed to open the bottle and someone will open it, the food will be mukta. A lot want to be matirit for all different reasons, especially in cases that it's different ways that you could get to the food. That's already not mukta. Now the Mishnah Berurah carries on in another halacha. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. The Mishnah Berurah says the follows. Kosavatas, this is a din that the Ramo brings down in Yeredeye. Reisa Machvov, see if based here the Ramo is Matir, and the Taz here is coming to be Cholek and the Ramo. Izmel, Shemalbe B'Shabbos, the knife of the Mila. Ein le tautele achar amila. You're not allowed to carry it after the bris mila. Do muktzu machnas chesoron kis. Do odom makbid olam shaloi lishtamash b'davor achar. U de loike amakilim le tautele oisi mitam de en muktzu lechasi Shabbos. Devo matir is ein muktzu lechasi Shabbos. I want to explain. What means ein muktzu lechasi Shabbos? Something became not roi in Shabbos, for sure that we say that it's muktzu, even in the middle of Shabbos. We don't say ein muktzu lechasi Shabbos. So l'chura, this knife, after the mile, now it's mukta machmos chesoron kis. Why it's not a mukta? So what is the shaychus to mukta l'chati Shabbos? Now the answer is, if the knife would break completely, for sure, it will become a mukta. Here it's chesoron kis, be'etzem, it's not mukta mitzad asma, it's only mitzad be'aktsore. So it's a salad, ein mukta l'chati Shabbos. But it's also a chidush. Because if we would say that the knife later broke, so even though it started to be chisaron kis in the middle of Shabbos, and muktzah lechati Shabbos. But the time, if the aktzor for chisaron kis, who said you can't make such an aktzor in the middle of Shabbos? Maybe you could. Now, when the Taz is cholek, he doesn't say our svara. He says an interesting svara. Though ben hashmosh is gam kenoy muktzah machmos chisaron kis, ven letaz leoz shum davar, it's a big chidush. Even that there, it's not so posh that in Mutzah Machmos Chesoron Kis we say a heter of Oide Biyodoi, but here that was Netolei Beheter, could be it's much better. V'imugam ken priya, v'tzorch laniach ha'izmel miyodoi, because he has to have his hands to make the priya, kosel rabbi she'ikabel achem miyodoi, v'lichem l'shon l'mokim ha'mishtamer. Again, it's a shayla of Oide Biyodoi when he passes it to someone else, if it's a heter or not. But again, maybe here it's leichter. V'ikol mokim b'dievet, im מצאנו לו רבי יש לסמך על הרמו ושח לסוים דמותו לטלטלה והביא החוכמה סודם בלחס מילה רבו זו says also today they are makel because it's dangerous to leave it on the table someone could be nisak with it one of the aces they bring down that when I put it down I put it into my box that has more דבר heter and then I carry it בטלטול אגב דבר עמותו and it's not אפשר בניר because it will spoil it will break and I'm scared it will break I'll say it will be stolen It could be massing different people. We have to know. It's another shayla. The minig is that the moel gives the father to hold the knife before the mile. So if it's not muktzah till the mile, for sure you're allowed to. If it's muktzah till the maaseh mile, the maaseh most poskim are saying that you're allowed to give it to the father to hold even in Shabbos. Shemazaman Oyabach has done something very interesting that is negea really to the yesoid of what we learned here. And I think, Taki, you see this, you say this. We know that Aloch is, he says like this, if a person buys a chayfet, a table, a chair, from a store, and he decides to return it before Shabbos. So from the minute that he decides to return it, it's like, Mutzu Machmas Chesoron Kis, because he's miyachet, he will not use it for something else, he doesn't want it to get spoiled, he wants to return it to the store. What if in the middle of Shabbos he decided to return it? So it becomes Mutzu Machmas Chesoron Kis? Yesh Mutzu Lechati Shabbos, Yeh Mutzu Lechati Shabbos, B'chai Gavne. Because here we don't have the tziruf of the taz shegam betchilas haShabbos are also betiltul. Here it was mutter. So only the shaila is if yesh muktzelim chisaron kis in the middle of Shabbos or not. Avalim shem zamel holds if I decide that I don't want it to, after that I want to change my mind and again to use it, then for sure it's not muktzel. Mishnah Berurah siv kodem tezayin osu kol hayom the ikar achalim boid yom boi. סעיף ד' גרויגרס וצימוקים שהיו מוקצים וכשהגיע בן השמושס כבר נסייבשו והם ראויים להכיל now you can eat them אבא בשלו ידעו הביילים בישושו שנסייבשו and only in the middle of Shabbos נוידע להם ואחר כך מדבר להם שבן השמושת כבר היו יובש עם מוטו. משנבור הספקות ניות זין. אבא בישל היוד, הוא רצו לימה. ואבא מן המחמזה חלה ליושם מוקצה, דהוקצו מדייתם אלה הפרס בשעה בזו. כלומר שאתם לא אמרים לנוחי, דהרי הוא לא הסיח דייתם מהם, אלו כדי שיסייבשו. והרי כבר נסייבשו, ונוחו מבויד יוי. משנה לוחי says, this lotion is mashma only because he only was makze for nisyabshu. And כבר נסייבשו, because he was waiting for it. What if a person says a mukta on a table, he makes it a basis. So if it was dibben ashmoshes, he's katsoy lekule yoyim. Someone took it off. But he was makze the table. Lefi that svara will be mukta. But in Primagodim, he brings down from the levush, ein mukta betoes. Bemele b'chai gavne to be muta. Same thing in the marshal. A person picks off the tree. Fruits of Orle. He's planning to throw it away after Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, he knows that it's not Orle. He's allowed to eat it. Why is he allowed to eat it? The reason he's allowed to eat it because it's Aktsar Betoes. Seifei. Groigres with Simukim, the Chosu with the Loichosu, the Ike Inche the Achlilu, the Ike the Loyachlilu. He asked me if he decides that he wants to eat it, not really meter as Mukta, be loy loy. Avalim Einam Ruim, the Isminam, as Molelav Milse. Nothing. Mishnebura Sivkon, you have the Chosu, the Loichosu, Einush, is Yavshuk Tas Alagang by the Yoy. But if not, it doesn't help, Lav Milse, Idareim, Kavonim, the Offer. What if a person is miyachid avonim ve'ofal? We have to go to the sugis of yichud avonim ve'ofal. The sugis of yichud avonim ve'ofal. Kosvu apoisk. Here the Mishnebura comes to give one more hisafa to the aloche of nigud iskatzoy. And most of the amrin iskatzoy lebin hashmosh iskatzoy lekule yoyime, dav kadvorim shegmori b'di shomayim, ki goin groigris. They nigmorim elal di choy machamo, the sun dries them up. Maybe it will be cloudy in Shabbos. What if it's in the weather that it's not? Maybe like plug? I'm not sure. But the first thing is that 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 So the other day, Hashem said, "Lemochol shi'il ketu tamat morim." So the male is not mukta. So Mishnebura brings down poshut that it's not mukta. He brings down from the Chemed Moshe. The truth is, it's not so poshut that this is the pshat gemara b'dayodom. And I want really maybe to misaken the dvorim. The mokra of the aloch of gemara b'dayodom is a gemara in Beitza daf chof zayin. The gemara says, "K'dei rois hot food, you put it before Shabbos in the fire. It's not roi le'achile." Hot, you can't eat it. The Gemara says, it's not mukta. Why? Because it's Gemara be the Odom. Rashi says, he could metaken it. And the same thing, if it's not raw, it's raw. Because it's oimet to finish. It's muta. It's Gemara be the Odom. Now, Gmor B'de'odom is not only things that a person will do it, even B'derech HaTeva, B'Hashamayim, it's finishing Me'elov, it's also, we say, the Heter of Gmor B'de'odom. More than that, the person can say, something that is not Roi, and it's not even the process of getting ready, but a person could make it ready, it's also not Muktzeh. Now, the Chazanish holds that all of these things, B'derech Klal, are even B'shas, that they're not Roi to eat, they're not considered mukta because it's Gemara b'de'odom. Some places we have to know when yes and when not. But b'yaseidi it's not mukta because it's Gemara b'de'odom. Now, b'meira is the following halachas: a hot pot that Hashmoshes you're allowed to pick up and move it, even if you can't eat it when it's hot, because it's Gemara b'de'odom. It's not mukta. Food that was robbed in Ashmoshes and got cooked in Shabbos is not mukta. Gemara b'de'odom, frozen food, Shmuel Zalman says in Sefer Tetulei Shabbos or Zion, it's not mukta. Because you could defrost it and eat it when it's cooked. And even if you were not planning to do it in Shabbos, because it's food and food you're not Masiach Das, like we said before. a beggar that was wet, ben Ashmoshes. A beggar that was wet, ben Ashmoshes. Was wet, ben Ashmoshes. Mishnah Berurah brings down in Simen Shin Ches Yif Koten Samach Gimel. Beggar she erotu bezman ben Ashmoshes boifen she erosu letartu lemach zgzer Hashem yischoit. Kamavu beramosh Shin Alef Sif Memvob. Also, the Tata Gam Acher Shinisiabes, which is Migulis Gatel Menashmos, Gatel Kulayim. Chazanish says no, it's Gemara Bideoidom, it's going to dry. Some want to say that Mishabur is speaking in such a beggar that we're not so sure if it will dry in Shabbos or not. It's a big chidush. Pashtas Mishabur holds, Rabbi Yashi wants to learn, Gemara Bideoidom, we said, Mamele, it's not Mukta even now. But, a beggar Rotu that is the Isur Tiltul, Shema Yisroit, so Benashmos was Mukta. The male is no heter of Gemara b'di Adam. The male is no heter of Gemara b'di Adam. No heter of Gemara b'di Adam. The male is to be mukta. And if he doesn't have a different baggage, could be b'chai gavne, the male, Shavur says that even when it's rotov, you're allowed to carry it. So male, the gabi dad was maybe never his katsoi. So we have to know b'chlau why it's considered his katsoi. That is anyway different ways to carry it. What if a person puts a wash in a washing machine? And it's going to finish in Shabbos. Like a tchila not to do it. It's Usha Milse. We already learned a couple of times at the beginning in Simen Resh Nun Beis. Oh, but he did it. And now it stops. The Shabbos clock that you could open the door when out, no lights going on. Some want to say, it's Gemara B'de'odom. And a Mele you'll be allowed to. But you have to know, if you say here the Svar of Gemara B'de'odom, because you wanted it when Ashmashes to be there, to work. Also, food on the fire you wanted, you have to know. But it's a bigger problem, because here could be was also to open the door in Shabbos. Was also to open the door in Shabbos. Because it was working, it was mechabe. So there could be the Svar of Rebbe Yashi, may there be no heter, if Gemara be the other.